Carrie, just first of all, how has Craig's death impacted the White family circle?
Oh, we're devastated. I don't think there are any words to describe something like this here. It's just our world has completely collapsed. Just lost not only a brother, a best friend. My parents have lost their only son. You know, he was very, very special.
A clever, accomplished man, but also very well liked and loved.
Oh, everybody loved Craig. I don't think there is a single person that would have a bad thing to say about him at all. He was everybody's friend and just the most polite, kind, generous person anyone could ever meet.
Carrie, I understand you heard about his death in a very modern social media way.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's pretty much the only means of communication that we had with Craig whenever he was in China, in a way. So I got a message on an app that is very popular in China called WeChat. So unfortunately, I got a message from his boss just saying there'd been a tragic accident. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think it was genuine to start off with. But thankfully, his friend Stuart, who teaches with him in China, was able to come back to me and explain the circumstances more so I could understand before I made the call to my mum and dad.
But yet, you don't know precisely yet what happened to him, isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct. We're just waiting on news from China at the moment. It's just a tragic accident where he's fallen, as far as we're aware. So we're just waiting on official word. We're working with there's a brilliant foundation, the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. They're working alongside the Chinese authorities to try and find out and establish what's happened and to bring Craig home to us.
I believe your father was about to head out to see Craig.
He was Craig had a couple of weeks off and they were meeting up in Vietnam in September just to, you know, spend time together as father and son.
Many people will have many memories of Craig on the North Coast, not least as a very proficient footballer.
Oh, that was my dad. He was a
Forgive
fantastic
me, sorry.
Footballer. No, it's fine. My dad was a fantastic footballer. Craig was as well, but his main love would have been skateboarding. Craig's was. So, and then he found his calling as a teacher. So that was him. He just found his calling completely. That was him.
Are you happy that the Chinese authorities are doing everything they can, or is it difficult for them as well?
I think it's extremely difficult for them as well. I think with the time difference, it's not helping, but I know they're doing as much as they can. It's just a really difficult situation for everybody involved, and the trust fund, the charity that we're working with, have just been fantastic, and Craig's friends that worked with him in China have just been the outpouring of love, and the offer of support and help is just is very overwhelming. It's lovely, actually.
So he taught English as a foreign language, is that right?
Yeah, he was teaching primary school children in Rian to speak English, and it's difficult teaching children. I know myself, and I got videos sent home by him and by others of him interacting with the children, and he'd incorporated the English language into games and songs, and he was just amazing, absolutely amazing, and the children adored him, absolutely adored him.
But he must have had a considerable grasp of some Chinese dialects as well to be there.
Yeah, he had a teaching assistant in his classroom with him. But he'd started to really pick up the language, and in fact he was studying it in his spare time as well. And the last time he was home there was over Christmas, and he blew me away with, you know, I just kept asking him to just say certain phrases, and he blew me away with, he was just able to converse so easily in a language that I know is so difficult. He was just the most amazing person, amazing, his intelligence, his personality, just he had everything, he had the whole package.
And not least a poet.
Oh, talent beyond measure in terms of poetry, and I mean, it's definitely not something that I possess. It's not something that I would gravitate towards. But the poetry that my brother wrote, it blew me away. It actually would draw somebody like me into the world of poetry, and that's no easy feat. He wrote a poem for me for my birthday last year, and it's something I will treasure for the rest of my life.
Kerry, do we have any idea about the choreography and how long it will take for Craig's body to be repatriated to Northern Ireland?
We're not sure. It's so vague at the moment. There's an awful lot of red tape. But we were told by the charity to, we could have to prepare ourselves for another wait of up to, it could be anything up to another 10 days. It could be longer, it could be shorter. It just is so dependent on the Chinese authorities and, you know, all the official procedures that they have to go through. So it, you know, it just, it's so ambiguous at the moment.
And
so
that's,
it's just a waiting game.
And not keep you too much longer. And that's a difficulty in itself, because in our culture of grieving, we tend to think of a process lasting 3-5 days a week, but this will be an extended time of grief and agony, won't it, really, and difficulty for the family circle.
It just feels like we're in limbo at the moment. It's a horrible situation, because you're stuck between it feeling so unreal, because we're just sort of existing here at the moment. We don't really know what to do, and if we had him home, then at least we could put plans into action where we could keep ourselves busy. But at the moment it's horrible, because we're just waiting on phone calls constantly and just praying that, you know, by the time things are in motion, that the time difference hasn't meant that somewhere in China is closed, or it's awful. We're just stuck in limbo.
But thankfully, the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust will be working things out on your behalf. If it wasn't for them, I imagine it would be an awful lot worse even, wouldn't it?
It would have been awful. I was never aware of the trust before this happened, but what they do for families, I just wish more people knew about them. They are amazing, and I don't know what myself and my parents and my wider family circle would do right now, because it's just awful anyway, the circumstances, and having a grieving family trying to deal with this on top. I can't express how grateful I am to the trust.
God bless.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you
now.
Again.